Yes, a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and a very warm welcome to As the Sun Sets. Another day has ended. Tuesday, my goodness, how the weeks begin to roll on, and they go faster and faster as we move towards the end of the year. But anyway, we're not at the end of the year yet. We are only in May, the month of Mary. And thank you very, very much for joining me, Father Emil, for the night prayer, the evening prayer of the church. Good to be with you again. Let's ask the Lord to be with us, to lead us and guide us in prayer, as we ask, O Lord, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. And we always want Jesus to shine in the world, so why not let's pray and sing about that.
Lord,
If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Psalm 136, by the rivers of Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing us the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. If I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Before the angels I will bless you, my God. Psalm 137, the Psalm of Thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Before the angels I will bless you, my God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 to 31. What about us? Peter asked Jesus. We have left everything and followed you. And Jesus said, I tell you solemnly, there is no one who has left house, brothers, sisters, father, children, or land for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not be repaid 100 times over. Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, not without persecution, now in this present time and in the world to come, eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last first. Gospel today, the continuation of the gospel yesterday. And today it's Peter who asks the question. You remember the young man yesterday said, I've kept all these commandments since my youth. What must I still do to obtain eternal life, to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, you must go and sell everything you own, give the money to the poor, and then come follow me. So Peter now asks, what about us? We have left everything. We've left our families, our fathers and mothers and children, everything else like this. What about us? And Jesus says, I tell you solemnly, there is no one who has left house, brothers, sisters, and so on, who will not be repaid 100 times over. Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, and so on, now in this present time and in the world to come, eternal life. Well, what's Jesus getting at here? Well, if you go back to the time of Jesus, what people were experiencing in the time of the Roman Empire was that families, the traditional families, were being broken up. You know how much in Africa we propagate and speak about the extended family, and it's so very important. You are brought up not just in your own little family, you know, your father and mother and brothers and sisters, your siblings. In Africa, the wider family is very, very important. And in the day of Jesus, many of these wider families were being broken up. And they were being broken up to the detriment of good, healthy family life. Now, Peter asks, what about us? We've left everything. What Jesus is trying to create, he's trying to bring about a whole new structure in family life and in society. He's reaching out to the poor, the marginalized, the lonely, and so on. These people, the handicapped, the people who were, by and large, rejected by society. So what Jesus is trying to do now is trying to take the traditional family and the traditional extended family, for that matter, and trying to incorporate a whole new family. So as Jesus reaches out to the poor and the lonely and the marginalized, he's creating a whole new family so that the little family unit, even a little extended family, is going to be enlarged. And so he's creating a whole new family made up of your own family, and also of the marginalized, the poor, and these kind of people that we know in our society. So Jesus is creating a whole new family. And that's why he says, you've left everything for my sake. And what we are propagating and preaching now is a new family. What we are propagating and what Jesus is preaching about is a whole new family, the kingdom of God, where everybody will be part of this kingdom, not just your little unit. So he's saying that you will be repaid 100 times over, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land. And Jesus is saying, all this is going to be the effect of your preaching, of your proclamation, of your reaching out to the marginalized of our society. But notice he says something which I think is very important and a little bit uncomfortable. Not without persecution. Because as we reach out to the discarded and to the marginalized and so on, we're often going to be rejected. And Jesus was the one who did this. And he wasn't only rejected, but he was crucified for reaching out to the marginalized. The Pharisees and the authorities in the church, the rabbis at the time, were very critical of Jesus, of the things he said and did. When he cured the lame and the marginalized people and brought them into the community and made them all part of this wider community that he's talking about in the gospel today, he was criticized because he was doing that. And ultimately, he wasn't only criticized, he was even put to death. Put to death, maybe not just because of reaching out to the marginalized, that was part of his mission, but because he was the Son of God, and he said and claimed that he was the Son of God. So he's saying that we'll create this whole new family, not without persecution, now in this present time and in the world to come, eternal life. So what Jesus is doing is he's creating a new family of people, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, and so on. And it's not just we're creating that wider family in the year after. We're already doing it right here. It's when we love one another that we are showing that we already enjoy eternal life. So eternal life is now, not just in the future. So we're creating a whole new family already now, as Jesus said, now in this present time and in the world to come, eternal life. So it's interesting that Jesus, yes, speaks about the world to come as eternal life. In other places he speaks about we already have eternal life here when we love one another and show love and compassion and so on, we experience that eternal life. So let's pray today that we will look beyond just the confines of our little nuclear family, even our little extended family. What Jesus is saying, I've called you to follow me. I've sent you out to bring into the new family of God the marginalized, the poor, the rejected ones of society, so that the new family of God is going to be a wider, wider family with many more houses, brothers, sisters, mother and children and so on. And because we're going to be reaching out, there are going to be people who will criticize us and even condemn us for doing that. But are we going to build a new people of God? Are we going to build the kingdom of God? Then we have to reach out and realize that as we do that, some people are going to be very critical and condemn us. In fact, some will even be put to death. And we know, if you look down through the history of the church, we see how this has happened. We see it, for example, in Archbishop Oscar Romero, blessed Oscar Romero, who was shot and condemned precisely because he reached out to the poor, the desperate, the marginalized of society. The rich don't like that, and so they will always criticize and condemn. So let's pray today that we will take to heart the message of Jesus, that even if we have left everything to follow Jesus as priests, brothers or sisters, or even as laity, if we have left everything to follow Jesus to make him the most important person in our lives, let's remember that as we do that, we are going to be building a whole new kingdom. And may the Lord give us the grace and the strength to build that kingdom that we will already experience here, eternal life, and in the world to come. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. I will find happiness at your right hand forever. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Do great things for us, Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Now Christ taught us to set our hearts on the kingdom of God and on its justice, and in that kingdom all that we need will be given to us. So until then, let us pray, your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are those who know their need of God. Lead us to seek your face in purity of heart. Blessed are those who work for no reward, those who suffer for what is right. Comfort them with your presence and lighten their burden. Blessed are the gentle, those who show mercy and forgive. They shall know your forgiveness at the end of time. Blessed are the peacemakers, those who reconcile conflict and hate. They are indeed the sons and daughters of God. And bring consolation to all who mourn the dead, and may they share the blessed hope of all who have died in the peace of Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. As we pray before you, Lord, we ask you in your mercy for the grace always to ponder in our hearts what we proclaim with our lips. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
I am the Lord of sea and sky. I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I will make the stars of night. I will make the darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Who
Marilyn S. there singing for us, "I will hold your people in my heart. Here I am, Lord." And I think that's what Jesus said to Peter. Oh, Peter said to Jesus, "Here I am, Lord. You send us and help us with your grace, your inspiration, with your Holy Spirit to establish and build the new people of God." Well, I pray that we'll do that with all our strength. Well, thank you so much for joining me at this time. Please remember, our competition has started. And so if you'd like to enter our competition to come with me to Rome and Assisi in September, from the 2nd to the 11th of September, all you need to do is send your name to this SMS. 41809, 41809 is the number. You send the word Rome, R-O-M-E, plus your name, and somebody will get back to you with all the banking details. SMSs cost 1 rand 50. They don't constitute an entry. Once you place your 300 rand into the bank account, you will be into the big draw, which will entitle two people to come with me in September on the pilgrimage to Rome for the canonization of Mother Teresa. Right, that's where we leave it for this evening. Thank you very much for joining me, Father Emil. Have a wonderful, restful evening. Goodbye, and God bless.